This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Ask the Imam, a program that we host at the Clear Lake Islamic Center. You can see the answers to your questions on our YouTube channel. If you want to ask a question, send us an email at asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is asktheimam@themasjid.org. All right. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Waleed.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have an easy question here. The sister is asking about the custody, the ruling on child custody in Islam. And is there a difference if the man is requesting the divorce or the woman initiating the divorce?
Oh, that's easy because we can say you have to go ask a judge, you know?
Ask a judge.
Not a fatwa, to ask a sheikh online. But no, with all seriousness, what's the ruling when if it comes to custody, if the man initiated divorce or woman initiated divorce? That will not be a factor taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. So it will not affect the ruling in regard to custody.
Right.
Custody is an issue that's related to al-qada, which it means each case has to be looked upon separately by itself. And that's something interesting because the cardinal rule when it comes to custody is what's the best interest for the child? That's what we look at first thing. What is the best interest for a child? We make sure that we provide the child with the best interest. Boy, girls, okay? So if this been said, al-ulama rahimahullah said that the custody of a child in a case of death, okay, if there is a person who was assigned to be the custodian, like in the wasiyah, in the will.
The guardian.
The guardian for the child, mm-hmm. That person will be the custodian. That's number one. Number two, in case of divorce or case of death of the husband, in this case, the mother is the custodian of the child, okay? Mm-hmm. And if, for whatever reason, she cannot be, the majority of the fuqaha, rahimahullah, except the four madahib, will say it goes to her mother.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Her mother. Not his mother.
Her mother. Mm-hmm. Then, after that, there is a debate among the fuqaha. Some said it continue in the mother's side, like her khala, and
yeah.
Some said no, to go to the husband's mother after that. Mm-hmm. Then after that goes, some said to the husband, some said no, to his mother, or but obviously mother, it means a mother or a grandmother up,
mm-hmm.
Or her khala. So there will be a debate after this level. But al-fuqaha rahimahullah agree that it goes to the mother, her mother, then you know, the majority said to his mother after that. To what age? Also, you'll find a debate, but there is an agreement. This will be the case until the age of 7. Okay? Some of the fuqaha said when it comes to female, no, until the age, some of them 9. Some of them said, like the Malikiya said, until she get married, she stay with her mom.
Not puberty.
No, not puberty. Some of the Malikiya said,
until she gets married.
She get married because she always needs her mom to teach her, to prepare her, blah, blah. And some of like the Hanabila said, no, she go to the father after she reached the age of Tamiz or like 9 years old or 7 years old. She goes to
So there's the a difference between Tamiz and puberty.
Yes.
Which is like maturity and puberty.
Yeah. So you will find some of the Shafi'iyya said, no, when she reached the age of puberty or she reached the age of 7 or some said 9, she will be asked, which one you want to go with, the mm-hmm. father or the mother? Okay, the Hanabila said, no, she go with the father. So you'll find a debate here. But the bottom line of this debate is actually, in the end of the day, the judge who's going to look, or the person, who the arbitrator or the person who's going to look into this case will see what's the best interest for the child. Like Umar radiallahu anh asked the boy, who you want to go with? He said, I want to go with my father, not with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mother said, ask him why. He said, because my father let me play and my mother forced me to go to the kutab to learn. He said, you go with your mother. Okay, so It is not about choice because that's the best interest for the child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, there is an issue, like a lot of people ask about it. What if she get married? Because in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the hadith, Abu Shu'aib and Abi Anjaddi Musa bin Muhammad, that he said, the child is yours until you get married. Okay? Is that a condition? The ulama rahimahullah, the majority of fuqaha said that the mother keep the custody of the child until she get married. If she get married, the custody go to the
father,
her mother. The second person in line. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah pushed back into this. And he wrote a beautiful paper or research or defending his position, saying that this is not necessarily true. And he actually believes that even if she get married, she can keep the custody. If this is to be the best interest for the child, mm-hmm. and the stepfather is trusted.
Okay.
And he argued a lot about this hadith, first the authenticity of it, two, what it really means. Is it hadith at ayn? It is in relation to this particular accident, or can you take a general evidence? That's not the place to go to the details of his opinion, but he mentioned that in Zad al-Ma'ad and others, if somebody interested to read more about it. And I lean toward that position, that really we have to look at the best interest of the child. And with this being said, I hope that any parents who have a dispute over custody, they always keep in mind what's the best interest for the child. Mm-hmm. And also make sure that you provide the support that your child needs, which is the child support that you must be providing. And child support is not only finance, it's also being there, talking to them, you know, being their life, even if you're not part of the marriage anymore.
All right, Jazakallah khair. That was not an easy question after all.
Barakallah
fi. Thank you very much for your questions. We'll see you next episode.